All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up still in Tzidkas HaTzadik in Os Chaf Gimel. And we are picking up with the various Mishmoros. So we left off yesterday with the Klavim, Bishnia. So on page Nun Beis, on the handout of the PDF, in the PDF that I sent out, page Nun Beis. And let's take a look as actually go through it in the Biuri HaChasidus, which is on page Nun Beis, left-hand column, left-hand column, bottom of the left-hand column. You see that letter Beis. Ubishaga Shnia, the second time that the Ribbono Shalom roars, the second time HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries out. And remember again, it's that double cry. It's the cry of the children who have been exiled by their father and the cry of the father who has exiled his children. The existential pain of the Ribbono Shalom as a result of having to send us into Golos. So therefore, again, says the Rebbe, says the Gemara, on that, how do you know, what's the sign in this world of that second shift, of that second Mishmar? Klavim Tzo'akim, the dogs bark. The dogs bark. So says Rebbe Tzadok, Ubishaga Shnia Shachadish Baruch Hu Shoeg, Nikeres Pe'ulaso Shoshaga Zu, Rak Beklavim HaTzo'akim Ubochim. So the dogs cry out, the dogs bark, during this second mishmar. Now, what does this mean? Sha'al af sha'klavim heim achurmim bioser mimena behemas. Now, remember again, in the first mishmar, which was the donkeys braying, so Rabbi Tzadok understood that the symbolism in that was that even the most chumri, even the most physical, even the most material entity has the ability to feel the tsar, the pain of the Shekhinah. Thank you, Rashi. The pain of the Shekhinah. So now, what's the deeper meaning or what's the symbolism of the kelev of the dog? So again, now writes the Rebbe. He says, "Sheyish bo bekelev tzad echad dekedusha." Even though, again, the dog is considered to be one of the baser, more lowly animals, Lamai said the dog has a mila over the chamar. The dog still has some type of elevated status over the donkey. Where does that come from? This is incredible. I'm on page Nun Gimel now, and it's still in the Urei Chasidus. So what's the Maila? What's the level? What's the attribute that the dog has over the donkey? Kimo Sha'amru Chazal, Af Im Klavim Misachakim, Harezeh Mipnei Shei Margishim Shei Liyo Hanavi Baliyir. This is incredible. The Gemara says, if you see dogs who are joyous, dogs who are playful, that's a sign that Eliyahu HaNavi is coming to the city. So somehow, dogs have a keen awareness, like a sixth sense, of Eliyahu HaNavi. So if the dogs are joyous, the dogs are happy, that's a sign that Eliyahu HaNavi is coming to the city. Okay? Vim klavim bochim. And what if dogs are crying, or dogs are sad? Harezem ipnei shemargishim shamalach hamaves ba'ir. They feel that the angel of death is nearby. So dogs possess this awareness for Eliyahu HaNavi Malach HaMavis. Hare, sheyesh lahem hargosha beruchnius. Uma shebekocham lahargish es Eliyahu HaNavi. So this is incredible. So apparently, so as we work our way kind of up the animal kingdom, so whereas the donkeys are considered to be the lowliest of animals, beasts of burden, but even those beasts of burden, even those totally material entities are still capable of experiencing and feeling the Ribbono Shel Olam, the dogs apparently are on a higher level, right? That the dogs have the ability, mamish, to feel, to perceive Eliyahu HaNavi right when they're joyous, and Hamalach HaMavis. So we'll say, you know, what's this pshat, right? What does this mean? He says, Hare Yishlem Hargasha Baruchnius. Umashe Bekocham. So I just want to point out, we're going to get to it, obviously, but I know that you know this already. You know, the tzaddik is not here really talking to us, educating us about the animal kingdom, right? Remember again, this is going to sound a little bit coarse at first, but you know, whatever applies to the animal kingdom applies to us as well. What we're saying over here is that obviously if the animals have the ability to have this level of God awareness and have this ability to feel the pain of the Shekhinah and to interact with the Shekhinah, then of course, again, we have that same ability as well. So that's where all of this is going. So now look what he writes over here. Now, why is it that the dogs have the ability, why does a dog have the ability to perceive Eliyahu HaNavi? I mean, so strange, right? Meaning, the Gemara never says human beings don't necessarily have the ability to perceive Eliyahu HaNavi, right? Eliyahu HaNavi could be standing right next to me, right? Cloaked as a complete stranger, as an ordinary person, and I would never know. Yet, the dogs have the ability to perceive Eliyahu HaNavi. So what's the pshat? He goes on, he says, Mipnei Shehim Shayochim Mibichina Misuyemes L'Shoresh Eliyahu HaNavi Mitzat HaKdusha Shebemidasam. This is a wild statement. Reb Tzadik says because the dogs have the ability to feel and to perceive Eliyahu HaNavi. Why? Because on some level, the dog and Eliyahu HaNavi stem from the same attribute of Kiddusha. Okay, what is it? Listen to this. This is really incredible. The osios kelev bigematria nunbeis kemo osios Eliyahu. So Kelev, dog, right, is 52, which is the same numerical value as Avio. Okay. Ayin Perish Perek Shira Besidra Rabbi Yavitz Shemevar Shiish Be'Elio Achizas Kelev Dikidusha. We'll say, what's the connection between the Kelev, right, in Avio Hanavi? This is incredible. Haynu Mishuhu Kulo Lev Amitz Be'emuna. So we'll say, this is actually incredible. Reb Tzadik over here is quoting from the Yavitz, who's explaining that, remember, every word in Lashon HaKodesh, like we just saw this by the donkey, right? You saw by the donkey is called the Chamar. And we saw yesterday that word Chamar is not just a random name, but the word Chamar itself, Chumrius, materialism. So he says, what's the word Kelev? Kelev is a contraction, Reb Tzadik, or he quotes over here from the Yavitz, suggests of two words, Kulo Lev, all heart. Or kol lev, complete heart. That apparently, I guess, in the animal kingdom, so a dog demonstrates an allegiance and fidelity to its master that is unique within the animal kingdom. Again, you'll Google this. I'm sure we could. And I don't think we need to fact check the Tzadik, but I'm sure it's. So apparently, again, the animal. So it's, the kelev is kulo lev. It's all heart. It gives its heart to its master, right? It's fully meshubed to the master. It's all in the relationship with the master. So interestingly enough, who else was like this? This is going to sound strange, but who was like this? Eliyahu HaNavi. We'll see again. Just as an interesting aside. There was Eliyahu HaNavi and Moshe Rabbeinu were both Nevi'im, both servants of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Wherein lies the distinction between Moshe and Eliyahu? So interestingly enough, the Chazal speak about this. Moshe Rabbeinu was a fierce advocate for Klal Yisrael. A fierce advocate. Right? Fierce advocate. And whenever Klal Yisrael got in trouble, even though it was clear that they were in the wrong, he still advocated on their behalf. Eliyahu HaNavi was a little bit different. Eliyahu HaNavi's primary fidelity and allegiance was with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And so when Klal Yisrael sinned, Eliyahu HaNavi sometimes gave up on them. This is why, by the way, you know, we have the beautiful minhag today in Klal Yisrael to go ahead and set up a Kisei Shel Eliyahu by a Bris Mila. Why does Eliyahu HaNavi have to come to it? Why is he coming to it? Why Eliyahu? Why not Moshe Rabbeinu? Why not someone else? Elamai, because the Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Avracha is Brischa. Klal Yisrael violated your bris. They violated your bris. Eliyahu HaNavi told God, Klal Yisrael, they're done with you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Eliyahu HaNavi, really, they're done with me? I'll show you that they're not. Even though they make mistakes, even though they mess up quite frequently and often, nevertheless, they still maintain their relationship with you. V'haraya bris mila. See, Eliyahu HaNavi is forced to maintain, to attend every single bris mila to show that he was wrong. You said Klal Yisrael was down and out. You said Klal Yisrael was over. You said they violated the bris. You have a front seat to every single bris mila. Eliyahu HaNavi was kulo lev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're both saying, Moshe Rabbeinu had a little bit of a split heart, right? Which was beautiful. His heart was partially with Klal Yisrael, advocating on their behalf all the time, even though they were in the wrong. And his heart was to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had a split heart. Eliyahu HaNavi was kulo lev. He had a complete, his heart was totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore says Reb Tzadik, that's the connection between Eliyahu and the Kelev. Right? The Kelev, not only Begimatria is the same as Eliyahu, but the Kelev is Kulo Lev, is all heart to the master. Eliyahu HaNavi was Kulo Lev to his master. We'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up where Reb Tzadik is going to take this, right? And how ultimately, again, this is going to impact us. Emir Tashem, we will see on Monday. Shkoyach.